Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for August 29th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have the big redesign of Wear OS that Google announced today, which basically just moves a bunch of things around and makes a few notable changes. So first of all, the notification feed now is just many notifications that can all be swiped through at once rather than having to do multiple swipes to check multiple notifications. And that is still in the same place. You still swipe up from the bottom. The quick toggles on the top, which you swipe down from the top to access, have been tweaked a little bit. There's now six of those toggles all kind of crammed in there on the screen, very similar to the way Android Pie looks on phones. And then there's also two new screens. One is an assistant feed, looks very similar to using assistant on your phone with giving you relevant information in that way. And then the other one is the new redesigned Google Fit. So for those that don't know, Google Fit got a big redesign that basically centers all of that health data around two rings, somewhat similar to the Apple Watch rings. And that's easily accessible from the home screen as well. So today also Google announced which watches will be getting this, and that is any watch that's gotten Android Wear 2.0 and later, which actually is all of the Wear OS watches with the exception of five, like the LG G Watch, the Samsung Galaxy Gear Live, and the Moto 360, among a couple others. So almost everyone that has a Wear OS watch will get this update. Speaking of watches with this update, three new watches were announced today at IFA 2018. We weren't there on the ground, but we do have a lot of information. The Skagen Falster 2 was announced with NFC, heart rate monitor, and a swim-proof design. The Diesel FullGuard 2.5 is a really big Wear OS watch with two-day battery life. And Casio's ProTec WSD F30 gets slimmer compared to the last model, gets better battery life, and has more outdoorsy features. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer 1-hour talk where we talk about all of these things on Saturday morning.